Juba Archbishop of the Catholic Diocese, Stephen Ameu, said, once South Sudanese and their leaders have changed their hearts, they can focus on improving the socio-economic and political situation in the country without obstacles in their way.
Change does not only happen one time. It has to be always there, slowly and concretely. And in that way, we can change. It is not the implementation again of this comprehensive peace agreement only, but it is really a true radical change within our political leaders. Political leaders have to really compromise.
The Archbishop called on South Sudanese to remain hopeful for the future.
It is always taking time to calm down. And so let us be hopeful. Let us be hopeful for a better future and a better South Sudan, full of forgiveness and caring for one another.
South Sudan descended into political turmoil in 2013 after a dispute between President Salva Kiir and his then-deputy Riek Machar. Despite several agreements signed by the parties to end the conflict, the political situation has not changed much. The outgoing representative of the UN Refugee Agency in South Sudan said on Tuesday that there are still 3.2 million South Sudanese refugees in the neighboring countries of Uganda, Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Ethiopia. All of them fled because of the fighting. Archbishop Ameu says, as the nation joins the world in celebrating Christmas, South Sudanese and their leaders should reflect on their lives and embrace love and reconciliation.
We have to change our hearts. If we change our hearts, then God will bring to us hope, not despair. And it is on this line that we see this message of a change of conversion embedded by what we call change and hope. And this hope will help us to live even in difficult moments. We have a lot of displacement. We have a lot of disasters. And these disasters should not leave us in despair. Let us always hope that God is with us and God will continue to sustain us.
Implementation of the South Sudan Revitalized Peace Deal has lagged behind schedule. Although in recent months the parties have made progress in implementing security arrangements, several provisions of the deal, including drafting a permanent national constitution, deployment of the unified forces, and justice and accountability, still remain unimplemented. Ameu also announced the Pope Francis will visit South Sudan in February next year. The Pope will be accompanied by Anglican Archbishop Justin Welby of Canterbury and Moderator General Ian Greensills of Scotland. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.